Hi, my name is Claire Anderson, and I'm going to interview my dad, Brandon Anderson, for my summer's careers class for Central Junior High. So, Dad, my first question is, tell me about yourself.
Okay. So, good question. My name is Brandon Anderson. I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, went to school at the University of Nebraska. I am married to Kate Anderson, Clara's mom, and we have obviously Clara, and she has a twin sister, Avery, and then we have a son, Evan, who's 16. And we live in Arkansas, Springdale, Arkansas. We've been here for approximately 10 years. Professionally, I work for AT&T Business, serving some large retail accounts with mobile solutions and technology solutions.
Do you have any relevant job experience?
So my job experience is basically been in technology for 25 years. Whether it's application or network or mobile services, it's a lot of my experience has to do with improving customer experience, as well as operational experiences and efficiencies for large enterprise.
Do you consider yourself successful?
I do consider myself successful in that I have a beautiful family that I'm blessed with. We live in a wonderful area that we've been here for a long time, call home. We have great friends. I've had success with the company I'm with and have enjoyed my time professionally. Obviously, there's always room for more success, but at this point in time in life, I'm pretty satisfied with what I've accomplished.
Where do you plan to be in 10 years?
Well, in 10 years, my kids will have graduated college, most likely, and I'll still be working force eligible, so not yet retired, and likely be working for a large company, maybe an executive or management position, or possibly something entrepreneurial.
What do your peers say about you?
I would think that my peers would say that I am responsible and trustworthy and honest and genuine and somebody that they can talk with. And know that I will listen as well as provide honest feedback, but just somebody that can be counted upon.
What is your favorite school subject?
Well, I would say growing up, my favorite school subjects probably were history, American history, social studies, English literature, and not as much math and science, but I did like some different sciences. Now I'm currently in a master's program studying organizational management and leadership, and at this point, that's probably my favorite topics as a student.
Are you a team player?
I am a team player. I like to think so anyway. I grew up playing a lot of sports, being on a lot of teams, and enjoyed it and understood and learned the importance of being on a team and what it took to be successful and accomplish. Take responsibility for your role on a team. Currently, I'm on a sales team, an account team that we have a lot of responsibility to our customers. And in satisfying that responsibility, we have We have to be team players. We have to be collaborative, and we have to be able to trust one another and support one another.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
I'll say confident, caring, and trustworthy.
What irritates you about working with a group?
Good question. I guess it depends on the size of the group. Sometimes when you have larger groups, you have different personalities who have different, obviously, opinions, but also agendas, or potentially they're not interested in necessarily being collaborative. So they focus a lot on what they want to accomplish and not necessarily respect the ideas and opinions of others. Sometimes it's easier to make decisions and maneuver in a business environment when you have smaller groups, where you have the ability to make decisions without having to seek approval from too many people.
Okay. What have you learned from mistakes?
Oh boy. I guess the fact that you have to learn from mistakes is one of the main things I've learned from mistakes, is there's always going to be mistakes. There's always going to be, there's always going to be situations where maybe you didn't make the right decision, or you have regrets, or you did something, you made a decision emotionally as opposed to really thinking through it, and then you look back and you wish you had done something different. But mistakes happen. I think it's a matter of recognizing the mistake, looking at what you've learned from that mistake, hopefully not making it again, and then forgiving yourself for making it, and then moving on and trying to be better.
Would you be opposed to giving us the password to your social media accounts?
Well, not that I don't trust you, because I do trust you, but normally my social media accounts, I don't really share my passwords. I honestly don't really post much on my social media accounts. So, I mean, if it was of real importance, because I do trust you, yes, I would give you my passwords, but just that would probably be the only reason.
What is your greatest strength?
My greatest strength. What is my greatest strength? I don't know if I have a greatest strength. I like to think I have some strengths. I think one strength is I'm pretty self-aware of who I am. And then also when I'm around others, being able to read and understand people and accommodate to those people, communicate on, their wavelength, try and connect with them. I feel like one strength is my being responsible and, you know, providing for my family and being a good husband and father, and then also a son and brother and playing that role. And I think, you know, another strength would be, just my desire to learn and grow every day and try and improve no matter how old I am, and realize that there's always ways to become better as a person.
What would your teachers say about you?
Well, my elementary school teachers always said the same thing from like first grade through like sixth grade. They all said the same thing to my mom at parent-teacher conferences. They always said, Brandon is a very good student, but he's a little too social. Meaning, I would tend to talk a little bit too much to my friends in class. I wasn't necessarily disruptive, but I just liked to talk with my friends in class. But I was a good student, and I did respect my teachers, and I never got like sent to the principal's office or anything like that. As far as my post-education that I'm in now, I just met my teacher. I don't know if she knows enough about me yet. So I'll say that my teachers generally up to now have been, would say that I'm a good student and I'm sociable and I work hard.
Tell me about your ability to work under pressure.
Well, I feel like my ability to work under pressure has gotten better as I've gotten older. I think when I first started in the workforce, I probably didn't handle pressure as well, even though as I do now, just because I was new to being a professional, and there was so much I didn't know, and I felt like I was guessing a lot in my role. And the role I was in was a heavy deadline role. I was in an advertising agency, and we had deadlines on projects almost every day, and so I was constantly trying to get things done under pressure. I think now I am able to, one, I have more, I'm wiser, and I know how to handle different situations better. But I also know how to step back, assess the situation, sort of take a breath and collect my thoughts and make good decisions. So just being able to handle the pressures of work better.
What motivates you to do your very best?
First and foremost would be my family and wanting to provide and be a good example for my wife and my kids, and to set the tone of responsibility and maturity, you know, as their dad and husband, as somebody that they can look up to and respect. So when my kids are older and adults, they have a good role model to look towards. Did I answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what qualities do you look for in a boss?
That's a good question. I have a really good boss right now. I've been working for him for almost 7 years. What I like about him is he treats his employees like adults. He trusts us, and in turn, we respect him and we work hard for him. And because he trusts us, we want to, we not only trust him, but we want to succeed for him. And so he gives us a lot of autonomy, meaning he lets us just handle our business and believes that we'll take care of what we need to take care of. He's very diplomatic. He's a great communicator. And he's very bright and can handle a lot of different situations that are stressful. So when there are situations where the pressure is on and it's affecting all of us, he's good at getting us focused and creates an environment of calmness and confidence. So those are the types of characteristics. And then just somebody who respects you and allows for you to just work as a professional and be an adult.
Describe your work ethic.
I feel like I have a very strong work ethic. I get that from my dad and my mom. They worked very hard, and I saw that as I grew up. They always took care of their responsibilities. They always took care of the job each and every day. They owned a couple of businesses, and they worked very hard, and they always made sure that those businesses were satisfied. The responsibilities were satisfied. The customers were satisfied. And over time, I've tried to carry that work ethic into my life to, again, set an example for my kids, but also to make sure that, I handle my responsibilities that I've been hired to do.
What kind of pay do you expect?
What kind of pay do I expect? Fair pay. Let's see. Sorry, I was looking at some of those questions. Fair pay for what I accomplish, what my responsibilities are, and my years of experience, and pay that allows me to provide for my family and gives me a sense of achievement. Okay.
Then tell me a time you helped resolve a conflict between others.
There was a time where I had an associate who had kind of a temper, and he got in an argument with another associate, and I overheard the argument and didn't feel as though they were creating any sort of resolution. So I stepped in and tried to calm the situation down and allowed them to each sort of explain their side of the situation and work through the resolution with them and facilitated a better situation by just calming everybody down and allowing them to sort of speak their opinions and then work things out with one another.
What is your greatest weakness?
My greatest weakness. Let's see. Sometimes I can be a little bit too flexible. I'm not much of a rules setter, and like especially at home, we'll try and set some rules and restrictions sometimes so I can get the kids to do their chores or take some responsibilities, and I'm not always the best at making sure that it's always getting done, and sometimes I tend to be a little bit too flexible with their responsibilities. I don't know if that's a weakness or if it's just a characteristic. I don't know. That's a good question. Might be one I have to come back to and think about.
What are your grades like?
Well, I don't really have grades right now since I'm working, so maybe another question.
Okay. How do you handle criticism?
I handle criticism, I think, better now than I did when I was younger. But it also kind of depends on who it's coming from. If it's somebody that I respect and love and I know that they have my best interest in mind, I'll listen and take it to heart. If it's somebody that I don't respect or don't trust, then maybe I wouldn't.
What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to spend time with my kids, my family. I like to go out, do outdoor activities. I love to grill out and just anything on the grill. I love sports. I coach soccer, and I love that. Just really spending time with my family and my friends. Okay.
And then why should we hire you?
Well, let's see. I would say you should hire me because, based on the, what you're looking for in this role, I, fit the criteria. I have the responsibilities, proven, to handle this particular job. I'm honest and trustworthy. My references show that I have been able to handle responsibilities in a job such as this, and I feel like I would bring a lot of added benefits to the company and to this role.
All right. Thank you for this interview.
You're welcome for this interview.